Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what is going on? Well, I'm gonna take a bow, okay? Because I said there would be no way they'd be passing any health care before July 4th, and of course we saw yesterday that they're not doing it so fast, and not a surprise. I don't look at it as a surprise. I think this is the perfect example of what I continue to say, that these people that are against Donald Trump are against him. They don't give a crap about the American people whatsoever. All right. Now, remember, you heard it here. They could care less about you. All right. They don't care about me. They care about their own crap. And it doesn't matter. We are still a very divided nation. And it's pretty pathetic that a bunch of grown men and women would be this separated when their true job is to take care of what? The American people. And what they're doing is they're sticking it up there with a poker. Now, again, the bill is not going to get passed. I don't know that it will ever get done because, again, we're going to see this constant battle that is not against anything in principle, just against Donald Trump. Now, again, I've said this many, many times before. If you don't like him, that's okay. There's no law that says you have to like him. But what we really should be thinking about is the office of the president, and are we going to actually try to make things better? And that is my entire deal, is that let's not worry about the individual garbage, but let's see if we can actually take control and start to make America better. We know that there's not going to be a Republican in office forever. There's not going to be a Democrat in office forever. And someday, maybe an actual libertarian can win. Of course, you know the gimmick there, right? They make the laws and regulations so hard for them to even get on the ballot. It's a relative impossibility today. But again, things change. And we'll see if that indeed will be the change. I think that, at the end, You have to understand the imbeciles that we're dealing with. And I will use that term, not even as a rumor, but as a truth, that most of them, and I can't say them all, I don't know them all, but certainly the ones that are out in front all the time are imbeciles. All right. Because they don't care one thing about you. They don't care about me. They care about their own grease and their own wheels. And quite frankly, in my eyes, it kind of pisses me off. I'm pretty disappointed at what's going on. And I think that we are missing the opportunity of a lifetime to actually take back the government, to actually become one nation under God, and get back to where we were. You know, this far right, far left crap has really gone far enough. I think that, if we can just get back, really, it shouldn't be Republican, Democrat. It should be American Party, and it should be, vote for someone who has your beliefs in mind, and not worry about anything else. I think that, to me, is the bigger problem. I think that we've gotten so far away for things that make us better, okay? And this is what separated us from everybody else, is we had a system that both parties were very similar. And people would cross over all the time. You didn't have as many, I'm on the right, I'm on the left. Everybody should be somewhere near the center. And the vote should come to what this particular candidate has better for you. But it should be a continuum. It can be a continuation of a job that we continue to see building and worried about taking care of the world. The United States of America. And as we're coming up here to the July 4th holiday, this is what the things we're seeing now are the things that we went to war for. It's silly to watch. Of course, it doesn't have a lot of effect on the market. It had a little bit of effect, you know, sold off a little bit. But, you know, again, a 0.5% sell is not, you know, anything major to think about in considering where we've been. But again, it's really to the benefit. And it doesn't seem to me, this is what really irks me. It doesn't seem to me that any one of these idiots understands that if you could actually put people back to work, if you could actually put people, put money in their pocket, they're going to spend it. But for some reason, we can't seem to get those people to realize that you get people money, they're going to spend it. You keep taking it away from them, you make it harder for them, they're not going to spend it. So if you don't want to have an economy, if you don't want to have independent businesses, then keep doing what you're doing. You'll make this a totally a socialist nation and we'll have crap. Okay, you'll have the rich and the poor, and of course you'll screw everybody. And again, I just think that that's just so criminal. Okay, I think it's so ridiculous that we have to actually put up with this stuff. Okay, because you know we are a nation; we should be somewhat together. Now, obviously, not everybody's going to always agree, and I don't say you have to always agree, but at the end, we should have bills that are, you know, basically green light through. You know, it's just like the Supreme Court. You know, there's Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, you know, she's supposed to possibly recuse herself because she hates Donald Trump. So she's not going to give him a fair ruling. And I think that becomes the bigger story is when do we stop with this garbage and actually see a true real system where there's actually things that benefit everybody. Okay. When are we going to see that the middle class actually get a true break? Okay. On their taxes. All right. You know, when are we going to see them not get stuck with the bill, which we always do. All right. When are we going to see them not get stuck with the bill up their potatoes and give it and let us have a chance? All right. You know, why is it that we pay all of the ridiculous taxes and the rich don't? All right. Now, again, does that make sense? That's why you've heard the old story, the rich get richer. The reason the rich get richer is because just for these reasons, because we don't have a system that is fair and equal for everybody. All right. That's the deal. And we've got a brutal, House and Senate, and you've got the one president in my mind that, again, I'll say it again, you don't have to like him, but you have the one president in the office today that is willing to do whatever it takes to get everybody on the same page. And of course they hate him so much there's not even a chance that will ever happen. And this is why we as voters need to step up to the plate. This is why we as voters got to quit screwing around, because that's where you find the real deal. All right. We are the ones who control, but for some reason we don't understand it. You got to take care of it. You got to get out. You got to vote, and you got to make sure that you vote out the idiots. Anyways, this podcast is being brought to you by audiobooks, Audible Book. Get a free audiobook and 30-day free trial with audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. 180,000 titles to choose from. I only read about four of them, but they're good. I listened to about four of them. They're great. Honestly, I do keep like 15 or 20 on my phone at all times. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is the only station that you'll ever need to get all of your content. But of course, that's where you download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. And if you haven't checked out Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. I want you to check it out. I want you to have some fun. And hear me really ramble and go on. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. I'll be right back with more gloating after the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Orts. I'll be right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Bob Todd Bubba Orts here, gloating away a little bit. But actually, we're going to talk a little bit about trading psychology today. So let's listen to Bubba explain about the psychology of trading. Here we go.
The psychology of trading. Okay. Again, you know, obviously we go through questions and I answer hundreds of questions during the week. And, you know, we really need to work on our own skills and our own minds and how to really take control of what we do. All right. And this is, you know, again, this goes to all of you. You need to really take the step up and take the thing, take control of your life and take control of your trading and understand. So when we do come out with a trade or a roll, you can understand it and you'll know ahead of time. Okay. That's really the anticipation of what's happening is will be invaluable to you. Right. And it comes part of from the psychology of the business and, you know, the grief, fear, hope and regret. Right. And this is where we need to really focus on moving forward. I mean, again, most of trading is in our minds. All right. That's really where it comes down to. It's the wrong decision at the wrong time or whatever, for whatever things we do. Okay. It's mostly in between our ears, as I like to say. I mean, the rest is okay because we understand everything about the business, but we have to understand how it works and we have to understand how we work to, that we can work around the business. So self-control. Now, what you can only control. Let's say what you can't control. You can't control the movement of the stock of the price, and you can't control the outcome of the trade. Obviously, if we could, we would just go sit on the beach together and have pina coladas. All right. So, but you can't control when you trade. All right. You can tell yourself when you're not going to trade. All right. I mean, these are all things that are important to you as an investor, as a trader, because these things will affect your entire trading life. Okay. These things will affect your entire business because we are in a business. Businesses make money, businesses lose money, but at the end of the day, businesses survive because they understand what's going on. All right. That's what you have to start to do. You've got to take control and understand, like we're talking about the rolling, right? Make a decision, right? It doesn't matter. It can't be that wrong, even if it's wrong. As long as you're following the directions of the trade, then it can't be that far wrong. Again, think about the time that you waste by emailing back and forth and the times that it moves away from you because you're too busy trying to figure it out. Whereas if you just make the decision, you can make that decision. Again, one of the things in the companies that I've owned over the years, you know, I didn't go in often, but when I'd go in and they'd ask me a question, I said, listen, just make a decision. I don't care. Right or wrong, make the decision. I don't want to think about it. And I'm telling you for yourselves, make the decision. Again, you know the difference. If it's 55 cents, you get 50, it's $5. Okay. Now, if you go to Starbucks, that's a cup of coffee. And I'm not saying that $5 is not money. I'm just saying that in the big scheme of it, you've got to relate everything and the what you're giving up to not do that. Okay. There's the trading cycle, right? So we go from, you know, emotional. We try the system, and then we have to manage the money. But the key out of all this is the head games and the money management. That's why I always say to everybody, you should always trade the minimum. And as you make money, you move bigger. And as you if you go into a drawdown, which you're going to go into a drawdown, no matter how good we are or how bad we are, we know that we're going to start to get the equity curve rolling, but the equity curve is never straight. It's not a straight line up. It has to be done. And the way that you do that is you use discipline and money management. So as the markets start to go good and you start to make money, then you go from one contract to two contracts, you know, two to three, three to four. But then as soon as you start to draw down a little bit, you go back down the same order, four to three, three to two, two to one. And managing that is the way that you are able to exist and focus throughout all times of the market. Because, again, this is, you know, after 38 years, I mean, as I told you before, for 6 months, I didn't make a dime. Fortunately, I could play gin and backgammon, but I didn't make a dime for 6 months. So, again, this is the focus that you have to take care of. You've got to reach within inside of yourselves, okay, and make sure that you've got the components done and ready to go for yourself. The mindset, all right? I mean, we know there's the markets are driven by fear, but what about us? Are we driven by fear? All right, you know, you got to really get inside your own mind, because greed is your worst enemy. All right. And, you know, you've got to understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. Microsoft, which is billions of dollars a corporation now, wasn't built in one day. It was built in the garage. And there's always pitfalls. There's always bumps in the road when you least expect them. But if you can emotionally handle them, you have to remember, if you remember the opening slide was, you know, the difference between winning and not winning is sometimes you just quit. And that's the difference. Have a plan. Understand what you're trying to do. Okay. And if your goals are out of sync or too big, I mean, again, then you're just kidding yourselves. All right. If your goal is to win the lottery tomorrow, then that's a pretty impossible goal. All right. Unless you're in Illinois, then you could win the lottery and not get paid because they're going broke. But educate yourself. And this is, you know, again, you have to make yourself better. Trading is about, it's more about the gut feeling you get in your when things are going good or bad than anything else. It's more an emotional thing, and you have to make it that way, which means you need to do some working on yourself, which is why I try to, you know, put these together every week, a little bit of education, because again, it you need to take the reins so that you can start to anticipate some of the things we're going to do and know what we're going to do. Right? And that's kind of, you know, the focus of what we're looking at. Oh, I didn't see your question right away. There was 2,500 things in that, in the recycle bin. I don't ever throw nothing away. I'm always afraid I'm going to need it. So goals, education, do things that make you feel yourself better, prepare for success, and prepare for success. And these got to come from inside. All right. These got to come on your side to put yourself in the right side. All right. And those are things that you always. That's no problem. Listen, nobody could help me. I'm sometimes beyond help, especially when it comes to technology. I'm all good. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody's patience. All right. Anyways, so these are things we got to do. And again, obviously, we're going to teach every week something. But again, these are things you need to do for yourself to make it work for you. All right. These are, again, we all know what life's about. So now if we can make things better, then we're a step ahead of the game. So this week, as you know, we're not putting trades on specifically on Saturday, and there's nothing I really like right now anyways. I mean, there's a few things I like, but again, I'm not, you know, with the market action, it's really sucks. Excuse me. Okay. But what I do or I'm going to look at, all right, is I'm looking at Oracle. Now, Oracle got an upgrade, and you know that me, I'm immediately against that as they upgrade it. So, you know, again, we're not going to do anything here, but I'm going to watch it. But I'm looking to sell it. I think it will come down and fill this gap. So I'm definitely looking to take a stab on the short side of Oracle. Nike.
And, of course, there's other trades, but the more important part of that segment was to discuss the market psychology and the psychology of traders, because again, this is very important to what we do and what we're trying to do. And, you know, again, I want to make sure that you kind of understand market psychology, because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to that. And those are the decisions that you're going to have to make and how you're going to have to present it. So I think that, you know, hey, check it out. Anyway, this is the Bubba Show. And of course, the podcast is being brought to you by audiobooks. And of course, you can go download an audiobook, 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/thebubbashow. And of course, I want to make sure you check that out. A lot of great books out there, including our friends, Danielle DiMartino Booth. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. This podcast is being brought to you by Audible Books. Make sure you check them out. Go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial with at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So the markets are maybe is it the start? Old Bubba called the top about a week ago, and we're getting a little action. Maybe this will be the time it ends. We've been talking about selling bonds and selling the market now because they're both going the same way, and of course the bonds have started to sell off a little bit too. So let's see if this is actually something for real. I think you're starting to see some real issues in the tech space, which has really carried the market in the first place. I think this is one of the things that, you know, we often forget, is that when the leadership starts to struggle, which means in this case the Amazons of the world and the Googles and all those start to struggle a little bit, that is maybe an indication that maybe the top is being formed. And again, we're not predicting, we're not saying go sell. We're just saying, hey, you know, maybe this is time. And of course, if you look at Amazon, you know, it's about, you know, 2 or 3% from its high, maybe 4%. You know, you look at Google, with that, you know, Google had yesterday had the ruling, so it cost them $2 billion. You know, no big deal for them, but they're down, 5% from their high. Netflix is now down about 5% from its high, actually a little more. Oh, maybe 10% from its high. Nvidia, which has been right up there with the rest of them, is down 10% from its high. So you're getting to see some potential reversals in here. You saw some action in the oil markets that looked good. But for some reason, they sold off late in the day. But, you know, again, that is expected in a market that's weak. I still think you'll see probably a pop. I thought it was interesting that Mario Draghi spoke yesterday morning and was able to drive the euro currency up almost 2 full cents, which is a gargantuan move. I think it's something worth noting. To me, our selling target, and of course it was with Matt Demmer as well, was 114, and here we are. And of course, the dollar index, under a little bit of pressure, down to 96.45. So there's a lot of things to now digest here. One of the things that would be a little bit concerning to me is that gold has been a little bit weaker, even into this, the weaker dollar, which is not, again, one of the problems when people try to play correlations, not all correlations play every day together. Over time, they will play together, but they don't necessarily play each time. And I think that is something that, you know, you need to look at and understand, because, again, it does make a difference to what you're looking at. I think, you know, we've seen some of the action in the Bitcoin, which has also brought in some price action. And, of course, that trades like any other chart. I would never try to confuse one with the other, because, again, a chart is a chart, a market is a market, and they're all going to be traded by the same way. They're supposed to be all driven by a price discovery model. They're all to be driven by, you know, the buyers and the sellers. And, you know, so when you see those things happen, you look for those opportunities. But again, we go back to, did the markets overprice in what Trump could do, the potential? And we saw yesterday a little bit of a sign that if it changes, then the markets are pretty anxious to sell off. And I believe, from my standpoint, the markets are anxious to sell off anyways. I think that's one of the things that you start to recognize different patterns in markets. And at some point in time, they decide that it's time to sell off. And, you know, I think they're in a big hurry to want to go lower now. I think that, you know, when you look at it, I think that what the markets are saying to you is that we want to go down, but they need a reason or an event that will actually cause them to go down. And that, I think, is where a lot of people miss the boat, too. This is where we get trapped in with the emotional side of the trade, because, you know, everybody's used to just buying the dip, buying the dip. And I'm not saying that the dip will not come in. I'm not saying that it won't be an opportunity again. I don't really think it will this time. I think that you're going to see more weakness, and I think that you're going to see more of a sell the rally versus a buy the dip mentality now. You know, again, that's one of the things that we like to look for as well. You know, these are important signs in markets, trying to recognize where the opportunities come from. And if you recognize those, you soon find out that, yes, that's indeed correct of what markets are trying to do and what markets would like to do. And, you know, again, it's simple. If you follow it. But again, one of our problems, we talked about, you know, about the psychology behind the market and the mistakes we make. And one of the problems is we tend to put our opinion in play, when the truth of the matter is nobody's opinion, including mine, should play out when you're trading. The market itself leaves a solid footprint. The market itself gives you a general idea of what it wants to do. And it's your job, our job, to follow that footprint without trying to be smarter than the market. And I think that's one of the things that many of us make a mistake. And again, I said I made it as well, so I am not at all saying that it can't happen. But what I am saying is that, hey, it's something worth noting, that, you know, if you see something, you want to make sure that you take advantage of it. And by using the market footprint, you will get that opportunity to do something that will then put you in a better position of trading and a better position of being able to capitalize on your profits and then your losses. Again, you know, you want to obviously always cut your losses down, and you want to, you know, try to, you know, push the profits as far as you can go. And I think that's one of the important key things that we always like to work on is making ourselves available to the right pattern and trying to make sure that we keep our opinion out, because generally, and not just you, me too, generally opinions are just the wrong thing. And that's why it's so important to learn how to follow the market footprint that is left, because the market leaves a very clear identity of what it's trying to do. And it's obviously not 100%, but it is a general, a great guide. And under the right circumstances, you have a chance to capitalize, which is why our day trading, our part-time day trading works so well, is because we're specifically eyeing a pattern. And when that pattern appears, we are at worst taking the mathematical edge to capitalize on that. And if we do so, then we're putting ourselves in a position that the math takes over. And the facts of the matter are, kids, is that in our job or in our business, we want numbers to take charge. You have an ability to follow those numbers. And if you do so, you're going to put yourself always in that key position to profit. If you don't, then you're just really doing yourself. Okay. You're not doing yourself any favors. And that is something that I think is, you know, very important from a trading standpoint, is to try to keep that area of success ready for you. And, you know, it's one of the things we work on constantly. But anyways, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is now offering free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend, of course, you know, I recommend Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth. And that's available at audible.com. And you get the free trial by going to audible.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And of course, for your free Bubba Show, you go to libertytalk.fm and download it every day. And you get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And if you haven't checked out Bubba's Bottom Line at bubbatrading.com, you got to do it. At least I'd like to know what your opinion is. You know, I love to hear from you guys, and I love when you send me emails at bubba@bubbatrading.com. I want to hear what you're saying. I hear what you're thinking. If there's something you want me to cover, you know me, I'll fire on anything. I love to do it. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back right after the break with more of me, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you after the break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz being brought to you by Audible Books, audible.com, the free audiobook and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Anyways, so what's the chances that we ever get unity from any of these jerks? And what does that mean for the markets overall? I think that is something that, you know, again, is something that was to weigh in, but you have to keep the opinion out here. This is where we talked about looking at the footprint. You know, the footprint will guide you and show you before it happens. You know, markets have a way of tipping off, as they say, tipping their mitt. All right. So again, just remember that. Don't get too involved with anything. And, you know, I love the Fed, of course. You know my endearment for them, and I believe there was said that Yellen said there would be no financial crisis in our lifetime yesterday, and I guess she's mimicking John Maynard Keynes, another jamoke, okay, who said there would be no more financial crisis with their ridiculous policies. And then, of course, Kashkari said, well, there's a 67% chance of another crisis. So what is it? Which way is it? All right. Now, if you don't think there's problems, okay, well, just take the state of Illinois, for example. Now, that's ever so quietly okay. But does that mean anything? Of course it means something. You think Illinois is the only state that's truly in trouble? You know, we always forget of the things that can happen in the world. And you know, I just think that we make too many mistakes when it comes to stuff, because we become too much like the herd, all right? And you know, we get involved and we get too much stuff going when we listen to either other banks or other people, and that's again where you gotta go back to just the straight up. Let's look at what's going on in the chart. Let the market tell me. All right. I don't care what Goldman says or Citibank says. In fact, 99% of the time, I will do exactly the opposite of what they say, because I think that's a side that they're taking. They're taking the opposite side of it, and that's something that you know you got to make sure you understand is there's spoofing and there's spoofing. And at the end of the day, the markets get spoofed all the time. All markets get spoofed. It doesn't matter, right? You know, we try to create value. And so what firms and things try to do is that they're trying to liquidate some stuff. They may put a buy signal on something that they're actually trying to sell. Again, they have no heart. They're not concerned about you, okay? They're concerned about their commission. All right. Let's not kid each other. We talk about this often here. It's about the money. Everything's about the money. All right. And you know, you look at the different things that go on and it makes perfect sense. So, you know, when you get these guys that are, because they're trading. Okay. Now, you know, if you can trade with an edge, like if I know that if let's say I bought something, okay, let's say I bought a stock and I had a lot of followers. So I bought the stock today and tomorrow I I'm giving a buy recommendation on this stock. Well, everybody's going to jump in and buy that stock. It's going to push it up. So I'm going to be able to liquidate mine, take my profit, and then maybe I'll go short the stock. Okay. Because it's going to be over everything I already bought. And if you don't think that it happens, think again. It happens all the time. All right? Again, anytime there's money involved, anytime there's an opportunity to run some sort of a scam, people will try to figure it out. And I'm not saying everybody is like that. I'm just saying that there's a lot of that going on out there. And that's a lot of these schemes come from, because we all want the easy money. So if we want the easy money, why wouldn't we want to, you know, figure out a way to spoof it on in, all right? And that's the key, right? You know, if a big financial service, you know, wants to make a trade and they want to capitalize, then they put the trade on and they give it out. Now, I don't think that a lot of the majors are necessarily doing that in the publications, but I would not be surprised if some of the underlings that work there that don't get paid as much might do some of that stuff. If they know what's going on. And again, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just saying that again, it's perfectly normal when you just think of it from a straight dollars and cents model, that if people can take advantage of something, you know, they're going to do it. And you know, if somebody gave you, I mean, how many of you have bought a hot tip? You didn't buy it because you liked the person that was buying it. A lot of it because you thought you could make some easy dough. Remember, there ain't no free lunch and there ain't nobody handing out $100 bills on a street corner. So the easy money is ain't there. And, you know, and especially in today's world, because of how fast the information flows. So don't figure that you got any inside information. You figure it like just like this. If you hear something hot that you think is hot news, you just remember, you are probably the 1 millionth person to get that hot news, okay? That's the key. All right, so don't let people, you know, I heard a guy, an ex-Goldman Sachs guy, and don't get me wrong, he's an ex, he's not trying to sell anything, but I heard him the other day on air, and he's talking about, you know, that the markets are a buy, buy, buy. And of course, if you're buying for 10 years from now, you could buy here. There's no reason, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily buy. But if you're trying to trade, you would not be a buyer here. You'd be looking for an opportunity to trade. And I think that's where we get a lot of confusion because, you know, people have good opinions. Certainly, I respect many people's opinion that talk markets and they're willing to give things out. But again, if they are good, people already know what their opinion is. And by the time I'm getting it, it's already an old opinion. You know, I don't know that too many things have broken on air, you know. I mean, I think actually, if I look at a couple of them back in history, I mean, Art Cashin, you know, from CNBC, he was always pretty good. You know, he gives you straight up, this is what he sees in the market. And I think that's pretty good. I respect him for that because I think he does a decent job at it. But a lot of the other things is, you know, we just don't know, you know, from what perspective some of these are coming. And if they're coming, you know, if we're getting them late, they're not really doing us a hell of a lot of good. And I think that's one of the things that we make many, 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 many mistakes on. And that's why I think we have to be careful about that. Because overall, this market, this trading is a game. It's a mathematical game, just like any other game. All right. Any other game that has a chance that you can tilt the tables, tilt the odds in your favor, then if you know what you're doing and you know what you're trying to accomplish, you can then benefit from those odds that are being put in your favor. And I think that's where a lot of people make the mistake as well. I think we want to learn to turn the tables in our favor. I think we want to be in that position. I think that that's the overall goal of mine for all of you, is to understand how that footprint works and how to get there. Because what it does is it gives you the best possible chance of success and it limits your losses significantly. And that is why we like to do that. And I want to remind you that for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. They give you an opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend The Creature from Jekyll Island, Stone Barrington, L.A. Dead, a bunch of them. But anyways, check them out. They've got 180,000 to download. Go to audiobook trial. Go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. That's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And libertytalk.fm is where you download The Bubba Show. And that will do it for today, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.